Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump says he would maintain sanctions against Russia imposed by the Obama administration, but would consider lifting them if Russia cooperates on matters of common interest. Washington initially imposed sanctions on Russia in 2014 after its annexation of Crimea. On December 29, President Obama ousted 35 Russian diplomats from the U.S. and imposed additional sanctions in response to Russia's apparent attempts to influence last year's presidential election. Monitors are saying that the Islamic State extremists in eastern Syria launched a fierce attack on government-held areas. That happened in the contested city of Deir ez-Zor, killing at least 30 government jihadist fighters as well as civilians. The divided city of 200,000 residents is about halfway between Raqqa and the Iraqi border. Syrian rebel negotiators have announced their support for Russia-Turkey brokered talks aimed at finding a political solution to the six-year-long civil war in Syria, but they say a planned meeting later this month in Kazakhstan. The opposition's High Negotiations Committee, which has been shut out of the Russia-Turkey talks, said it backs a military delegation to the meeting.
America, o zaman Daesh'i de davet etsin.
Hours before the HNC's announcement, Turkey's foreign minister said U.S. officials will be invited to the talks, though Russia has yet to acknowledge publicly it is backing the invitation of U.S. officials. Incoming White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer says Russia has invited the Trump administration. This is VOA News. Iraqi forces have secured the sprawling Mosul University campus after a battle with Islamic State. Iraqis also say they have now secured three of Mosul's five bridges. IS took control of Mosul about 2.5 years ago. UN aid agencies are appealing to authorities in Europe to assist and protect thousands of refugees and migrants trying to survive the harsh winter there that's gripping the whole continent. They say people in Greece and the Balkan states are most at risk. Lisa Schlein has more now from the UN in Geneva.
Agencies such as the UN High Commissioner for Refugees and the UN Children's Fund say they are doing what they can to protect refugees and migrants stranded in Greece and the Balkans from the harsh winter. UNHCR spokeswoman Cecile Puy says too many people remain without help.
We are extremely concerned by reports that several refugees and migrants have lost their lives trying to enter or move across Europe.
UNICEF says children and their families are living in intolerable conditions on the Greek islands. The children's agency notes this is off-season. Since few tourists are arriving, it is appealing to Greek authorities to allow the refugees and migrants living out in the open to stay in the hotels, hostels, and homes that are essentially empty. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Authorities in Pakistan have reported no progress so far in finding at least four secular activists and bloggers who mysteriously went missing from different cities, including the capital, Islamabad. Apparent abductions took place between January the 4th and 7th, no group claiming responsibility. Leaders of Australia and Japan have agreed to boost cooperation between their nations' militaries as Japan tries to shore up security ties throughout the Asia-Pacific region. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe and Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull said they had signed an upgraded defense agreement after holding talks in Sydney. Mr. Turnbull then spoke with reporters.
The key focus of our discussions were strategic and economic. We've confirmed our commitment to the rule of law, free trade, open markets in our region.
Mr. Abe arrived in Sydney from the Philippines on the second leg of a four-nation swing that is intended to boost Japan's trade and security engagements, all of that amid China's emergence as a military power in the Pacific. After Australia, Mr. Abe visits Indonesia and Vietnam. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com and always on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.